can go on again with the World Peace 3. And if we look at the ones over here, for instance, China. They know, and I think it's a fact, that should they tomorrow declare the same political government system as in Sweden, for instance, the country would be in chaos in no time. You know, it's 1. Whatever billion people over there. Keeping such a country running properly successfully, which it is now, it's an entirely different dimension. So a good advice for us here might be stop pointing fingers. We're just a bunch of humans anyway. He may be corrupt, she may be corrupt, but he and she may also be corrupt, and we are, and there are good people everywhere too. So again, the good and the bad polarity is handy for storytelling and for propaganda purposes, but the reality is more nuanced. And we can show this also graphically, that it's like a filter. You take away this good and bad, and you see that, you know, there are good and bad in everywhere, here and there. And and sometimes it's even the, you know, whatever, wherever you are, whoever is your leader, they will of course tell you, and they have the media and the power in their hands of including that over our minds. To paint the picture they like, and in that picture of course they are the good and the others are the bad. So for us, therefore, it might be good to start with clearing our minds from the propaganda filter. Then we can start seeing things a little bit more real.